Hello.
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll on a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Do you have a minute?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
Live in city limits.
Thank you. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are they going on the wrong track?
Ector County? What do you mean, Ector County? What?
Generally, things in Ector County, are things in Ector County?
Ector County School District? Ector County Commissioner's Court?
Generally speaking, it could be either economy, violence, crime, policies, development, generally speaking.
What are my choices?
Right track, wrong track.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. According to your opinion, what is the most important issue facing Ector County? It could be poor economy, lack of jobs, education issues, managing growth, poverty, crime, and drugs?
Education issues.
Education issues. Thank you. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Economic conditions?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay, thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
About the same.
Thank you. How concerned are you about security and future of your own job or the job of any close family members in Ector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? What do you think about public transportation?
Poor. Poor.
Poor. Thank you. What about the availability of quality health care?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. What about the availability of affordable housing?
Fair.
Thank you. What about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Poor.
Thank you. What about effective leadership from elected officials?
Poor.
What about offering job opportunities in your field?
Do what? Say that again.
Offering job opportunities in your field.
Not applicable.
Okay. What about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Fair.
Thank you. What about quality of the public schools?
Fair.
Thank you. What about being able to get to, from one place to another with little traffic?
Poor.
Thank you. What about natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Okay. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Poor.
Okay. What about the public safety and low crime?
Fair.
Thank you. What about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
You know, I'm not qualified to answer that, so.
Okay, no problem. What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museum, and music?
Could be better. I don't know. What would that answer be? Fair, I guess. Okay.
Well, the answers, your options are excellent, good, fair, and poor.
Fair.
Thank you. Next question. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Immigrants from other countries, do you think it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. What about for retirees?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. What about for young single people?
Poor.
Thank you. What about for racial and ethnic minorities?
Fair.
Thank you. What about for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Fair.
Thank you. What about for people living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Thank you. What about for family with children?
Fair.
Thank you. What about for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Fair.
Thank you. What about for people like you?
Well, I forgot what the question is now. So.
Okay. Well, the definite, what I'm trying to say is, according to your opinion, your social status, the years that you've been living at Ector County, what do you think about life conditions for you? Are life conditions excellent, good, fair, poor?
For me, personally?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
you think it's excellent or good?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you very much. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, will deteriorate, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base on jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar? Somewhat familiar? Not too familiar? Not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay, thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not very likely.
Not very likely. Thank you very much. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, some college, college grad, graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your age between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child in your household, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic?
White Anglo.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Is your annual household income below the 25,000, 25 through 39, 40 through 74, 75 plus?
75 plus.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, currently unemployed?
Retired.
Retired, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. That will be the end of our survey. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good one.